This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shiur where we talk about a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at a Parakeh, the second to last mishnah Chaf Bet, chapter 5, paragraph 22. Ben Bag Bag Omer, Hafach Ba Vehafach Ba Dekula Ba, Uva Sechazeh Vesiv Uvleval Omina Lo Sezua, She'en Lecha Mida Tova Heimena. Ben Bagbag says, delve into the Torah and delve into it again, because everything is contained in it, and with it you shall see the truth, grow old and withered with it, and do not move from it, because you can have no portion better than it. Ben Bagbag and Ben Heihei, in the next Mishnah, converted to Judaism at a time when it was dangerous to do so. They were given these unusual names to hide their identities from informers. The names allude to Avraham and Sarah, the world's first converts who had the letter He added to their names, with Avram becoming Avraham and Sarai becoming Sarah. He refers directly to the letter He, and Bag, which has the letters Beis and Gimel, has the same numerical value of 5 as He. Each of the names Ben Bagbag and Ben Heihei thus means son of Avram and Sarah, which is a way of saying that they were the spiritual heirs of Avram and Sarah. From the Tosfos Yontif, literally turn it over and turn it over, when it says delve into it, turn it over and over, examine each subject in the Torah from every possible side, as Rashi points out. Whatever you want to find, you will find in the Torah, Rashi points out. Be busy studying it even when you are old, and understand there's no portion better than it. No one should say that he has learned Jewish wisdom and now will go learn Greek wisdom, as Rav points out. God forbid, everything is in the Torah. Do you know that there was someone, I don't know if it was a Jewish leader or whatnot, or one of the Jewish kings, that when they wanted to attack or they wanted to be involved in war, they would look at the Torah portion of Vayishlach. Look at what Yaakov would do when he was coming to confront Esav. Of course, Esav was coming with 400 men. Some say it was actually 310 or whatever, or coming with how many men he was coming, and Yaakov was coming. Some say it wasn't really with so many people, but neither this nor that. Yaakov figured out a three-prong approach to go about it. He went about practically, he went about spiritually, and he went about in a physical manner as well. So practically, he divided the camp. Physically, he said gifts to appease his brother, and spiritually he dived into Hashem, a three-prong approach. And so to this person, when they were involving themselves in warfare, whether it be modern or historical, I can't remember, they were also involved in doing so. Because you look in the Torah, you can find everything in the Torah. There's no need to go to other aspects, other cultures when looking for spirituality, when looking for ruchnius. All you have to do is look in the Torah. When looking mamash, akam, vachama, when looking for wisdom, of course, look in the Torah. You find it in the Torah. You want ethics? Look in Pirkei Avos. You want to learn about damages? Go to Nezikin. You want to learn about the courts? Go to Sanhedrin and the like. Everything is in the Torah. Everything is in the Talmud. You just have to find it. It gives practical advice to life. And there's no better way to look than in the Torah itself. Join us next time as we, God willing, finish Parakeh here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.